Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
You are listening to the RTC Weekly Download. This is our Christmas show, and this week we have the traditional telling of the birth of Jesus. This is from The Greatest Story Ever Told, and we don't have a date on it. We'll be following that with the NBC Cavalcade of America, the DuPont Chorus will be singing in a Christmas performance from 1946.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
It was the Old Testament prophet Isaiah who foretold the birth of Jesus Christ. This event, which took place nearly 2,000 years ago, changed the whole world. Because with the birth of Christ, Son of God, Christianity was born. In the city of Nazareth, on a day many years ago, Mary, who was to become the mother of the Christ child, was startled when an angel appeared before her.
That light is so bright. Yet there's no lantern lit in the room.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you.
You're so radiant. Your face shines. Who are you?
You are blessed among women, Mary.
But who are you?
Gabriel, messenger of the Lord.
Gabriel? What have I done?
Don't be frightened, Mary. You have found favor with God. A son shall be born to you, and you shall call him Jesus.
A great change came over me from the very moment of the angel's visit. I no longer felt like Mary of Nazareth. I cannot even begin to describe my feeling. But it was as if a light, radiant and warm, shone down upon me. At the time of the angel's visit, I was betrothed to marry Joseph of Nazareth, a carpenter. And one night...
Joseph. Joseph. Take Mary for your wife. She is favored by God and blessed among women.
I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be as you have said.
The child who shall be born to her will be called Holy, the Son of God.
And what name shall we call him?
Jesus.
Mary...
Yes, Joseph?
Mary, I'm troubled.
Why, my husband?
The child will soon be born. Now, I'm not a prophet or a teacher or even a man with great knowledge of the scriptures. I'm just a humble carpenter. How can I hope to raise this child properly, this child who is the Son of God?
If God has chosen us to care for his son, then we must have faith that he will guide us in these things, too.
But the task seems impossible.
With God... nothing is impossible.
I, Caesar Augustus, proclaim from this day forward that all the nations in the world under Roman law and all the people residing therein are subject to be taxed and counted.
It was a difficult pronouncement for us, Joseph and myself. My husband and I were both of the house and family of David. And since each person had to go to the city of his fathers to pay the tax, Joseph and I had to go to Bethlehem.
But it's too far for you to make the trip, Mary.
I'll be all right, Joseph. Believe me.
It's 75 miles away, a 3 days' journey. And you're so close to giving birth.
I'm not afraid. As the Lord has been with us here, so will he go with us to Bethlehem.
Innkeeper. Innkeeper, can you help us? My family.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, but we need a room.
Yeah, so does everybody else in this mad city. We're all filled up. There's not a room left.
Oh, but my wife, don't you see?
Come, Joseph.
No, Mary, I must find a room for you. Now, look, innkeeper.
I told you there's no room in the inn.
Oh, but my wife is so tired. She's about to have a child.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't... Look, I just don't have a room to give you. What with all these people coming into Bethlehem to be counted and taxed, every room is taken. Even every hallway, every corner, every chair.
Yes, I know. I see people sleeping outside under trees.
Yes, well, try down the road. There's another inn there.
Oh, but we've tried them all. Don't you have something, some place where my wife could rest this night?
Well, there's the stable. It's right next to the inn. There's some animals in there.
Animals? Well...
Fine, Joseph. The stable will be fine.
Well, it's a clean stable. You can be alone there, except for the animals. But they're gentle and well cared for.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll go then to the stable. And thank you for your kindness.
Well, I wish I could do more, but sleep well, and the Lord be with you.
Joseph and I went into the stable in Bethlehem. And Joseph made me a bed of straw. And I lay down upon it. Tired, but strangely awake. For I knew the time for birth had come. And so it was. While his birth was heralded only by the sounds of sheep and cattle in the stable, out on the hills near Bethlehem, the birth of the Christ child was announced in quite a different way. Out there in the hills, shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks of sheep that night.
Shh! Quiet.
What is it?
Don't you hear?
What? I don't hear a sound.
That's it. Not a sound. Everything's so quiet. Has it ever been so quiet up here before?
You're right. It's strange. I feel something in the air.
So do I. Even the sheep seem to feel it. Remember when we were leading them up through the valley? How they were all huddled together in a close pack?
What was that?
A wolf cry?
No. No, it sounded more... Look!
What is it?
Over there, the sky. Look how the sky is all lit up over there.
Why, it's as if the sun were going to rise at any moment.
But it's the middle of the night.
Shepherds.
An angel.
Don't be afraid. I bring you news of great joy. A great joy which shall be to all people. This day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born.
A Savior born in Bethlehem?
And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
He's gone.
A Savior, he said. A Savior born in Bethlehem.
Come, we must go and look for this Christ child. This child of the Lord.
Who is it, Joseph?
Shepherds, Mary. They say an angel came to them in the fields and told them about the child's birth. And they've come to see him.
Let them come closer and see for themselves.
Look at him. Just as the angel of the Lord told us.
Wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
So this is the Christ child, the Son of God.
The Savior of all people. And we have seen him.
Come. We must tell all Bethlehem about the good news.
What is all this mumbling about, wise man? What are you discussing so excitedly with your companion?
Oh, King Herod, we come with news about a wondrous event.
What is this wondrous event?
We have followed a bright, a beautiful star. Followed it here all the way from our country far away.
What is the meaning of this star?
It is a king's star. The star of a newborn king. We hope to find him here. We've come to worship him.
You mean a new king has been born in Bethlehem?
This is what we believe. Now we must go and search throughout the city to find this king of men.
Wait a moment.
Yes, King Herod.
When you find this young child, will you come back and tell me exactly where he is?
If you wish it, O King.
I do wish it. You see, I will want to worship him, too. Joserias! Joserias!
Yes, King Herod?
Have you heard about this king of men born in Bethlehem?
Yes, everyone is speaking of it.
I must find the child, you hear? I must find him.
Why?
To destroy him, you fool. He threatens my throne.
Look. Look how bright the star is. Brighter than any other star in the sky. Come, my companions. See how it stands still directly over that house there. That must be where the Christ child was born. A light! What is this?
I am a messenger from the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord.
You must not return to Herod, wise men.
But Herod commanded us to return.
He must not know you have found the child.
We will do as the Lord wishes. But why does he wish this?
Herod wants to kill the Christ child.
We will return to our country in the east by a different route. But first, we go to see the Christ child.
Yes. Yes, this is the child, the Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
The child we have searched for so long.
See how he looks at them, Joseph. Almost as if he knows them.
And see the presents they brought with them, Mary.
They are presents for a king. And this is truly the King of Kings.
Joseph, Joseph, listen carefully to what I tell you. Arise and take the young child and his mother and go to Egypt. Stay there until I bring word to you from the Lord God. Herod is searching for the Christ child in order to destroy him.
Why haven't I heard, Josarias?
King Herod.
Why haven't I heard from those three men from the east, the ones that were looking for the Christ child?
I don't know. It has been many days since they left here.
Yes, maybe they didn't even go to Bethlehem. Maybe they found the child right here in Jerusalem.
Oh, no, Herod. I saw them off the same night they talked with you.
The star they told about appeared again in the sky. Then they followed after it on the road to Bethlehem. Bethlehem is only 5 miles away. But they must have arrived there the same night, by morning at the very latest.
Surely they could have come back here by now.
Of course they could. They've mocked me. They betrayed me.
You think they found the child?
Certainly they found the child. And they gave him all that gold and those costly presents. Why, they may even plan to help him establish his kingdom right here in Jerusalem.
Oh, King, if you are afraid...
Afraid? King Herod, ruler of all Judea, afraid? I'm afraid of no one. Certainly not a small child.
Perhaps if we sent men to Bethlehem and searched all the houses for a baby who was born...
Search? I'll do better than search. I'll put an end to this pretender to the throne of Judea for good. Guards. Call the guards. I'll send soldiers to Bethlehem and all the towns around Bethlehem. I'll destroy every child that is 2 years old or under. All of them. Every single one.
King Herod carried out his threat. News of his cruelty reached Joseph and me in Egypt. We were deeply sorrowed by the suffering Herod had caused so many mothers in Bethlehem. We stayed in Egypt until a day came when the angel of the Lord brought word to us, as he said he would.
Arise and take the young Christ child with you back to Israel. For they are dead which sought to kill him, the Savior of all the people.
Will we go back to Bethlehem, Joseph?
No, Mary, we'll go to Nazareth.
It'll be good to be home again.
Yes, yes, it will.
You can be a carpenter once more.
And I'll train this fine, healthy son to be a carpenter, too.
And we will teach him the scriptures, the law of Moses, about the prophets, and of the mighty kings David and Solomon.
The time will probably come when he will be teaching us.
Oh, Joseph, are you still fearful of the task of caring for Jesus?
No, Mary, no. The Lord has guided our every move since this miracle was given to us. And when the time comes for the child to be more than a carpenter's son, the Lord will show us the way then, too. And until then, we'll give him careful training as best we know how.
And love.
Yes, Mary, and love.
Oh, Joseph, I can't wait to see Nazareth again.
Well, then come. Come, Mary. This will be the happiest journey of our lives.
And we returned once more to Nazareth, so that the words of the prophet might be fulfilled. The words that said, "He shall be called a Nazarene."
Jesus lived his life out on the earth, teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He was often followed by great crowds from Galilee, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. He would sit on a hillside and talk to them and teach them. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave instruction in prayer. He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done."
Good evening. This is Bill Hamilton of the DuPont Company speaking from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware, where the DuPont Cavalcade of America brings you Christmas greetings, as we did last year, with a program of the world's best-loved Christmas carols, sung by the DuPont Chorus. 129 men and women of the DuPont Company under the direction of Daniel W. Boyer. Later in this program, Mr. Walter S. Carpenter, Jr., president of the DuPont Company, will speak. Our program begins as the chorus sings the joyous Carol of the Bells. Christmas carols have blossomed from the hearts of people all over the world. The men and women who sing these carols for you tonight work in DuPont laboratories, DuPont offices, and DuPont plants, a cross-section of the company which brings you better things for better living through chemistry. This chorus came into being 4 years ago when a small group of men and women began to meet regularly and sing for their own enjoyment. And now we hear them in two well-loved carols, first one of England's finest, When the Crimson Sun is Set. And now a 14th century Latin composition, In Dulci Jubilo.
Thank you.
We begin our second group of Christmas carols with the ever-popular and early Italian lyric, Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. Is the hearty and widely sung old English carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
The DuPont Chorus sings two sacred and traditional carols dedicated to the Nativity. First, the well-known children's carol by Martin Luther, Away in a Manger. An inspiring hymn from the British Isles. Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the Realms of Glory.
complete this choral setting with the reverent and inspiring carol familiar to us all, O Holy Night. Mr. J. Clark Gonzalez of the DuPont Chambers Works, Pensgrove, New Jersey, will be the soloist, and the organ accompaniment will be played by Mr. Branson Fry of the DuPont Engineering Department. Now, O Holy Night.
Friend, he
You are listening to the DuPont Cavalcade of America Christmas greeting by the DuPont Chorus of 129 voices coming to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. At this time, we are to hear from the president of the DuPont Company, Mr. Walter S. Carpenter, Jr. Mr. Carpenter.
The Christmas broadcast of the DuPont Company last year gave me an opportunity to greet the Cavalcade listeners, and particularly the men and women on the DuPont plants and offices throughout the country who are my business associates. Tonight that opportunity comes again, and I welcome it. The DuPont Company has this last year produced more goods for the American people and for shipment abroad than in any peacetime year in the company's history. The good work of 74,000 men and women across the country made this possible. But good work as individuals would not have made it possible. There had to be, and there has been, a fine spirit of cooperation throughout the company. That same cooperation and harmony that has made possible the beautiful singing of the Christmas carols that we have so enjoyed tonight. I want to thank all of them for this. Meanwhile, upon the broader scene, we find men and women and children in other lands less fortunate. We cannot close our ears or our hearts to the appeals that come to us from over the seas, from our fellow human beings who suffer still from the unhealed wounds of the war. They appeal to us to lessen the hardships of cold and of hunger throughout the winter. We Americans shall respond to this appeal, I think, because we are a compassionate people and because we feel that in doing so we will make a contribution to the peace of the world. We hope, too, that in doing this we will encourage those people to seek and perhaps one day attain those benefits of freedom and liberty which we here enjoy, and which contribute so much to our capacity to aid them in this period of great emergency. May this Christmas prepare the way for a new year of hope for all of us.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. The Cavalcade of America continues with the DuPont Chorus singing one of the best loved of all Christmas carols, O Come, All Ye Faithful. First of this next group is the great holiday anthem, All Men Now Sing, by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh,
From the 16th century Coventry Corpus Christi play, we hear an adaptation from The Pageant of the Shearman and the Tailor, Coventry Carol. Complete the group, the famous old carol sung for many years the world over, Deck the Hall. The DuPont Chorus closes this program of Christmas carols with what is probably the favorite of all Christmas hymns, Silent Night. We are asking our audience here in the theater to join in singing with the chorus. And we hope that you at home, from coast to coast, will sing along with us too, if not in voice, at least in your heart. DuPont Cavalcade of America, sending Christmas greetings to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Our DuPont Chorus, 129 voices, accompanied by Virginia B. Williams of DuPont's Organic Chemicals Department, is under the direction of Daniel W. Boyer and has brought you Christmas carols of many lands and many times. This is the second year the DuPont Chorus has been heard Christmas week on our nationwide Cavalcade broadcast. And we hope you will accept these carols with their words of inspiration and good tidings as the expression of heartfelt Christmas greetings from the men and women of the DuPont Company. Next Monday night, the Cavalcade of America brings you one of Hollywood's loveliest and brightest young stars, Joan Caulfield, in an original radio play, Powhatan's Daughter. We invite you to listen. This is Bill Hamilton of the DuPont Company wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.